This is Anne-Marie Panarinkin, the Voice of OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at voiceofoc.org. When I want the best in food and entertainment news, outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And hello again. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks hockey and Angels baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Thanks for being out there. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every year by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Ladies and gentlemen, regular listeners to the show know that I'm not necessarily impressed very easily. I'm fair. But, you know, I have high standards, and that's just the way it is. And an achievement in publishing that is just now out fits into that category of not only impressive, but really groundbreaking. And this is the new book that is in the series that chef, entrepreneur, photographer Nathan Myhrvold has done in his series in cookery. And for those of you that are not familiar with Mr. Myhrvold's name, he was the chief technology officer for Microsoft before he went out on his own. And he's in a position now with his life, in a very unique position, that he can do what he wants. And he's a serious foodie, and he has dedicated enormous resources and talents to having a state-of-the-art culinary lab up in Bellevue, Washington, and doing this incredible series of cookbooks that started out a few years back with Modernist Cuisine. The head chef for Modernist Cuisine is Francisco Maguaya, who is also the co-author of Nathan's most recent achievement, which is a seminal work in pizza called Modernist Pizza. And I've actually had a chance to look through this book. It's in three volumes plus a kitchen manual. It comes in a stainless steel case. It's something that you would have as an annuity. And for anyone that really loves pizza, either professionally or non-professionally, you know, this is something that you really want to have. And with that small introduction, it is a pleasure to welcome Chef Francisco Maguaya to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Chef Francisco, good morning and welcome. It's so wonderful to have you with us.
Good morning. It's fantastic to be here and talk about pizza.
Chef Francisco is a very accomplished pastry chef in your own right, also involved at the French Laundry, Bouchon Bakery, and is a culinary educator. You taught at the Culinary Institute of America for a number of years. What were your areas that you taught there, Chef Francisco, besides pastry? Because I know you're multidisciplined.
Yeah, so I was basically a professor at the Culinary Institute of America for 9 years and in the baking and pastry department. And for the majority of those 9 years, I taught at, there was a bakery cafe that was open to the public. And in it, we had students who basically were doing all of the production. And it was my job to teach them everything that you would have in a bakery cafe, from from savory food to artisan breads to viennoiserie to any kind of baked goods to little petit gâteaux, which are the individual format desserts, to cakes. We even did wedding cakes, ice cream, chocolates, confections, the whole gamut of products that you would see in that sort of environment. So in a way, you, as the professor for this environment, you do have to specialize in many different angles and, have a deep understanding how to execute them, but also how to teach how to make them, because that was the main purpose of my job there. So I believe that is mostly why Nathan hired me, because it's, a knowledge of various fields in the food, in the realm of gastronomy.
Well, Chef Francisco, your background is very impressive, and obviously Mr. Myhrvold has the highest standards that are out there and can afford to engage the best in every area of discipline that he is interested in. So, you know, what a fantastic opportunity. Chef Francisco, just so our listeners have a little better idea, this Mad Scientist Kitchen and Workshop that Mr. Myhrvold has up in Bellevue, Washington, just give us a bird's eye view of what's available there. Because as far as I know, it's unique to the world of gastronomy.
Yeah, so it's a 10,000 square foot kitchen, which is it's a combination of kitchen and offices for those of us who work there. And what we have is a space that we designed to be, I guess, modular or adaptive to whatever project we would be working on. So we have, for example, currently with our pizza book out, we have an area where we have pretty much every type of pizza oven you can imagine and non-pizza ovens because you can bake pizza in numerous types of ovens that are not pizza specific. And in a sense, we have what you would think of as like commercial machinery. So like the big mixers, the proof boxes, the, you know, the, all that large production equipment. But also we have home production equipment because our books are not simply and just for professionals. It's for a wider audience. So we develop recipes with the home consumer in mind as well. And it's harder, right, because the stuff you have at home is limiting and it requires a little bit more thought than things that are designed specifically for pizza or artisan bread, for example, which is our previous project. But also we have a lot of scientific equipment, whether it is for measuring results or interpreting results and quantifying results, or for performing experiments as well. So, for example, we have a machine that measures the extensibility of dough. So if we're trying to test what flour is best for a particular type of pizza dough, we're able to say it with an informed decision that is not based on, you know, just personal preference. It's based on what the numbers say. Is this dough going to stretch long enough before it tears? Does it give you that extensibility that you need for, let's say, a Neapolitan pizza dough? And we make our recommendations based on a combination of science and personal opinion. And the personal opinion is informed by education and self-education, which for many of the books that we do, in fact, for specifically for this pizza book, we did a lot of travel to do research and learn, educate ourselves in whatever areas we felt we were lacking in that in the world of pizza. And so it's a that is a long answer to your question, but our kitchen is basically keeps all of those aspects in mind as far as equipment, machinery, and what we're doing.
No, Chef Francisco, that's wonderful because we want to paint the picture for our audience to understand the level of detail, the research that went into these volumes that are modernist pizza. I mean, there's nothing like it that's ever been done. And I say that with no hyperbole. Let's talk about photography, Chef Francisco, for a moment, if we can. Mr. Myhrvold pioneered new types of photography in culinary photography for his books. And they're things that have never been done. Tell us a little bit about that, some of the cutaway photography that he does. I mean, it's extremely innovative. Share that with us, if you would.
Yeah, there's a few things that are, not a few, there's numerous things that are very interesting regarding the photography. You know, first and foremost, that good pictures tell a very good story. And something that is going to be visually interesting captures people's attention more. And so we are so inundated these days with very good photography that it's like, what else do you bring to the table? And so some of the few things that I can mention, for example, I don't know if you've ever seen, for example, if you look at a manual for, you know, how to put an engine together or, you know, complicated machinery, or even like the furniture that you buy like at IKEA, for example, it comes like as they call them exploded, vision or what it all looks like if everything were taken apart, right? So how does it, and then how it all would fit together. So these exploded photographs of machinery are what inspired some of the photography for the book. So for example, in our pizza book, we have, if you see like a New York style pizza, you're going to see how it's assembled in layers, right? So the first layer is going to be pepperoni, just below that's going to be cheese, just below that sauce, and then the rondo, and then all the way at the bottom, the finished product. So it has, it kind of shows how everything's put together in a pedagogical way, but also visually, it's very interesting. Additionally, we do cut things in half because that's how you get under the hood, so to speak, of how machines work. So if you wanted to know exactly how an oven works or a pressure cooker, you know, how is it cooking the food inside, what is occurring inside of it, or how a pizza is baking inside an oven, cutting things in half helps tell the story very well, as opposed to, you know, doing a drawing or a schematic. A picture is very visually explaining what is going on inside the different machinery. And then another very interesting technique that is utilized in our photographs is something that's called stacking, which what it is a software that takes, let's say if you're taking a macro photography of, you know, a blueberry, and by this I mean a very close-up photography, what the software is doing is it's telling the camera to focus on 100 different spots. You can tell the software, you know, choose 100 different, you know, areas, focal points, or 1,000 or 10. And it takes the 1,000 pictures or 100 pictures or the 10 pictures with the different focal points, and then the software basically merges all of the images that were in focus to create everything is in focus. So nothing is blurred, nothing is out of focus, and it's a visually arresting photograph of a blueberry or whatever it is that you want to stack. So, and that's just, I'm just scratching the surface of all the innovation that occurs in photography, but those are, it's an important part of our book, and it carries a lot of weight. Along with all of the research and the recipes that it has.
Of course. Well, Chef Francisco, the photography is just absolutely stunning. And again, it's just a state of the art in terms of what's been done. Chef Francisco, we need to take our top of the hour break, but we will be right back. We are speaking with Chef Francisco Magoya, who is the head chef for Modernist Cuisine and the co-author of the seminal book on pizza called Modernist Pizza that we will discuss more when we come back from our top of the hour break. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.